Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 29th of September, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Yeah, there's actually a little bit of news today, unlike yesterday's show. Well, we'll start today's show off with some Roku merchandise. The first product definitely aimed for people out there that don't have a soundbar already and want simplicity in their life. Yep, after almost a year after Roku announced the smart soundbar, now we've got the Stream Bar. The Stream Bar actually combines the soundbar with 4K HDR streaming. And just like with all other Roku devices, it's compatible with apps and its services. Now, most of you are probably thinking, well, what's the difference between the smart soundbar and now the Stream Bar? Well, the original soundbar was over 32 inches long. This is quite a bit smaller. Actually, it's just 14 inches. But once you get past the size, that's pretty much it. The Stream Bar's specs, yep, pretty much the same as the smart soundbar. Connects to your TV via HDMI or the optical audio, and even supports Spotify Connect. There is a USB port on the back if you want to plug in a USB stick, of course, or of course even an external hard drive. Yeah, if it all sounds familiar to you, yeah, as you can see, it pretty much is the same thing, just smaller. Now, the Stream Bar will be rolling out in the US, Canada, Mexico, and the UK, and you can actually start pre-ordering the thing today. Now, other than the Stream Bar was the new Roku Ultra that was unveiled. This thing now has Dolby Vision and supposedly improved Wi-Fi performance. Now, when it comes to the wireless performance, Roku is saying that it's 50% greater range than the prior model. Funny enough, though, there actually still is an Ethernet port on the thing, so if you're a hardwire guy, it's still probably the best way to go. The other nifty feature, yes, Dolby Vision HDR, it now supports it, and it's nice to see it on a device, given the fact that many Roku TVs already offer this format. The cost for the new Ultra, however, though, yeah, same as the last, $99.99. Dell has got some new computers for us. Actually, it's just refreshes of the XPS 13 and the XPS 13 2-in-1. Both of these get an overhaul with Intel's 11th generation Tiger Lake processor, which will be running at 4,267 MHz instead of the 3,377. Now, from what we can tell by the two models, basically just spec bumps here. Although the 2-in-1 actually comes in new colors now, platinum silver and Arctic white. Of course, Dell will be offering Ubuntu on board these things, as they've had a tie-up with the Linux distributor for quite some time now. It's up to you if you want to switch it or not and go to the dark side of Windows. As far as the price goes, the XPS 13 at $999, the 2-in-1 at $1,249. Both editions are expected to be launched in the US and Canada on September 30th. Well, if we didn't already know everything about the new Google Chromecast coming, we sure do now. How? Just pop on down to Home Depot. Now, we all know the Pixel 5 event is actually scheduled for this Wednesday, but apparently some gadgets have already hit the shelves. The one thing we're seeing pop up in most places, particularly at Home Depots, is the all-new Chromecast. Now, not all Home Depots appear to have the item, but it sure seems like quite a few do. In fact, we've seen a whole bunch of pictures on Twitter with the new Chromecast sitting right next to the old ones at Home Depot, and with a selling price of about $50. The curious thing about the Chromecast being on sale right now, it actually doesn't even say Chromecast when you buy the thing. Most people are reporting that the receipt actually says Sabrina Abbey Rock Candy when they purchase it on the receipt. And those of you geeking out right now might remember, yeah, that was actually the hardware's code name. Now, of course, we reached out to Google for comments saying, hey, what's up with your products already being available and no event yet? To which Google has said absolutely nothing. So if you're feeling lucky today in the US, and hell, if you were planning on going down to Home Depot and getting yourself a new barbecue grill anyways, you might want to check out the old audio and video section. You just might get lucky. If you've got a story and no one else is listening to you, well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network is britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts over there and so much more. You can also check out our Facebook page, too, and give us a like over there at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our community over at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope your week's starting out great for you. Have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.